Genesis chapter 46.
Israel made his journey with all that he had and went to Beersheba. There he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. God spoke to Israel in a vision at night, saying, "Jacob, Jacob." He said, "Here I am." He said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt, and I will surely bring you up again, and Joseph will close your eyes with his own hand." Jacob rose up from Beersheba. The sons of Israel transported Jacob, their father, their children, and their wives in the carts that Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They took their livestock and their possessions that they had accumulated in the land of Canaan. They came into Egypt, Jacob and all his descendants with him. He brought with him to Egypt his sons and his sons' sons, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his descendants. These are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt: Jacob and his descendants, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, the sons of Reuben,
Hanok, Palu,
Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon,
Jemuel,
Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar,
Sheol,
the son of a Canaanite woman. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah were Onan,
Shelah,
Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan had died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez were Hezron
and Hamul.
The sons of Issachar were Tola,
Pua,
Jashub, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun were Sered, Elon,
and Jahleel.
These were the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob
in Padan Aram,
along with his daughter Dinah.
His sons and his daughters numbered 33.
The sons of Gad
were Zephon, Haggai, Shunai,
Esbon,
Eri,
Arodi,
and Areli.
The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi,
and Beriah, and Sarah was their sister.
The sons of Beriah were Heber,
Melchiel.
These were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban had given to Leah his daughter. These sons she bore to Jacob, 16 in all. The sons of Jacob's wife Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. In Egypt, Manasseh and Ephraim were born to Joseph
by Asenath,
the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. The sons of Benjamin were Bela,
Beker, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman,
Ehi, Rosh, Muppin, Huppim, and Ard. These were the sons of Rachel, who were born to Jacob, 14 in all. The son of Dan
was Hushim.
The sons
of Naphtali were Jaziel,
Guni, Jezer,
and Shillem.
These were the sons born to Jacob by Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, 7 in all. All those who went to Egypt with Jacob, who were his direct descendants, not counting Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 in all. With the two sons of Joseph who were born to him in Egypt, the people of the house of Jacob who went to Egypt were 70 in all. Jacob sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to show the way before him to Goshen, and they came to the land of Goshen. Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father in Goshen. He saw him, hugged his neck, and wept on his neck a long time. Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face, that you are still alive." Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's house, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh, saying, 'My brothers and my father's house, who were in the land of Canaan, have come to me. The men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of livestock. They have brought their flocks, their herds, and all that they have. It will come about when Pharaoh calls you and asks, "What is your occupation?" that you should say, "Your servants have been keepers of livestock from our youth until now, both we and our forefathers. Do this so that you may live in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians."